With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The murder trial of Demisio Frederick continued today in Grand Court, where he's accused of killing his uncle on New Year's Eve in 2024. Jurors were taken to the scene where the victim's body was found before the Crown resumed presenting its in-court evidence. A part owner of the establishment testified where Mr. Johnson, known locally as Bolo, was discovered. He told the court that Bolo had worked there for more than 10 years and was known as a hard-working man. He described being alerted to the discovery of the body and seeing someone attempt to lift Bolo's arms, only for it to fall back to the ground lifeless. He recounted who was present at the scene and said that after confirming what had happened, he went next door to inform Mr. Johnson's sister. He told the court she showed little reaction and appeared emotionless. The defendant was then called from his room. The court also heard evidence from police officers before a pathologist who carried out the post-mortem examination took the stand. The trial continues in the main court building. Cayman's Parliament opened its latest sitting with cross-party tributes to retired Cayman Airways pilots, a dispute over standing orders on a marine no-wake motion, and the tabling of major annual reports on health insurance, airports, and more. The Speaker of Parliament, the Honourable Ezard Miller, invited Deputy Premier and Tourism Minister, the Honourable Gary Rutty, to recognise Cayman Airways pilots in the public gallery.
There's nothing more proud than being a passenger on one of those Cayman Airways flights and looking in the left and right-hand seat of that cockpit is a Caymanian taking us safely. Their safety record has been impeccable. They've flown in all kind of weather, and they've always made sure that we landed safely at our next destination.
A number of MPs and government ministers all rose to add their remarks and thanks. They shared personal stories of growing up with the pilots, working alongside them and relying on Cayman Airways as both an economic engine and an insurance policy for the islands.
Thank you all for the service that you have provided to this country, helping Cayman build such an economy. Cayman Airways was definitely a positive vehicle. Thank you all for your support in the future for Cayman Airways, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
During personal explanations, Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the Honourable Kenneth Bryan, raised a procedural concern under Standing Order 48. He argued that the government had breached the standing orders when it failed at the last meeting to table a cabinet report on his previously approved private member's motion dealing with decriminalising speeding in a marine no-wake zone.
Obviously, I waited the whole sitting of the last meeting of the House. We would recall that in the first meeting of this year's session, I submitted a motion which was approved by the whole Parliament, and I have seen that these standing orders have not been adhered to, and I was hoping from a procedural matter where there could be explanations as to why the standing orders are not being kept by the government.
Mr. Bryan said the rules had been changed specifically to prevent government from ignoring approved motions and warned against setting precedent where standing orders are not strictly followed. Premier, the Honourable Andre Ebanks.
We haven't ignored it. We're actually working on it. So the cabinet's decision or intended decision, we're just waiting to document it, with that the matter would be dealt with in an update to the Port Authority legislation. So it's been delegated to Minister Jay as the minister responsible for the ports, and I'm pretty sure that we could tie that up within this meeting and give a report before this meeting is over.
The House then moved to the presentation of papers and reports. Among the documents tabled were the Turtle Conservation and Education Center's 2023 annual report, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service 2024 Adult and Juvenile Caution Report, the Cayman Islands Airport Authority 2020 annual report, and the Ministry of Planning, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure's 2023 Charting Sustainable Futures annual report. Health Minister, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, also tabled the Health Insurance Commission's 2024 annual report. Also in Parliament today, the Finance Minister hailed a $423.7 million preliminary surplus and credited government's clampdown on spending. Opposition MP Kenneth Bryan pushed back, questioning whether one-off stamp duty spikes and early driver's license renewals are really sustainable.
I want to say thank you to the Honourable Minister of Finance for that very significant surplus, very contrary to the projections of a $27 million deficit. With that being said, Mr. Speaker, can the Minister outline these cutbacks that he outlined? How much in total did it add up to? And also, which capital projects did they cut back on?
Members also heard Cayman Airways staff are effectively paid about 7% less, working 40 hours a week, while other civil servants work 37 and a half hours. Tomorrow, Radio Cayman will unpack more of this evening's session. Tune in to Radio Cayman's sister channel, Breeze 105.3, to follow along with the live sitting of the House of Parliament. You can also hear the replays right here on Radio Cayman. Each night the Parliament meets, right after the newscast. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. A 52-year-old man has been charged in connection with the armed robbery on Mary Street early Sunday morning. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Police say the suspect, who was arrested Monday, faces one count of robbery and one count of possessing an imitation firearm. He appears in court today, March 4th. It was just after 4 a.m. Sunday when police responded to reports that a masked man entered a convenience store, brandished a gun, and demanded cash before fleeing toward Shedden Road. No shots were fired and no one was hurt. The RCIPS continues to investigate. Anyone with information is asked to call the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222 or the confidential tip line at 949-7777 or submit tips through Cayman Crime Stoppers via their website or app. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism has named M5 the agency as its new media partner in Canada, a key market for Cayman's tourism growth. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The new partnership follows a competitive procurement process that saw M5 the agency emerge as the top choice to handle media buying and planning in Canada. M5 will support the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism with strategic media planning, audience insights, and integrated campaign execution designed to strengthen the Cayman Islands position for premium travel in the Canadian market. M5, the agency, is based in Canada and has more than 40 years' experience. Its job will be to help the Cayman Islands strengthen its reputation among premium travelers and promote sustainable growth for the tourism industry. Tourism officials say the work aligns with Cayman's effort to promote year-round travel. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. In other local news, there are many life skills that young people need to succeed in the real world. How to change a tire, how to boil an egg. Perhaps one of the most important is how to set your budget. And that's why the National Youth Commission is renewing its call for 14 to 25-year-old Caymanians to join its financial literacy program. It's a free learning pathway designed to build confidence in budgeting, saving, investing, and informed financial decision-making. Minister for District Administration, the Honourable Nicholas DaCosta, tells Radio Caymans this year marks a, quote, significant enhancement for Cayman BRAC students, as participants will now be able to complete their final in-person assessment in Cayman BRAC.
Supporting youth development in the Sister Islands is central to building stronger communities, and I encourage eligible young Caymanians to register and take advantage of this opportunity.
The FLP includes 8 core modules and is offered in a 3-month learning block. Participants who complete the program and get a minimum of 80% on the final assessment are also awarded CI$250. To register, head to nationalyouthcommission.ky. Finally, pencil in some time on Saturday to snag a free health check and maybe even donate a pint of blood at the Blood Bank's mobile bus as Rotary Central hosts its 14th island-wide screening event.
Going to be at Costulus, A.L. Thompson's, Foster's Airport, Savannah United Church and the East End Health Centre. So we're trying to get as broad a spread as we can across the island this time.
President Steve Tibbetts tells Radio Cayman at their mini-event in November, a third of the 154 people who attended, quote, indicated uncontrolled diabetes. That means they didn't even know they had the condition. All screenings are from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.